When did it begin? I would say that it began from the age of 16.
Right.
And I think I didn't have a lot of confidence in me being around people because my mum protected me that much. But I didn't know how to make friends. And I remember once having a drink and feeling that I could do that. And I think it escalated from that, really. I realised how confident I was once I'd had a drink to open up and talk to people and be bubbly. And then when I started going to college, I was quite scared because it was different. New people, new friends. And I used to drink at 8 in the morning. A litre of cider
before going to college.
Because even then, for some reason, I could handle it and put on a pretense that I hadn't even touched a drink. Grab some chewing gum, eat some chocolate, and go to class. And the whole day, I'd be the person I wanted to be. That wasn't every day, but okay, probably at least once a week, I did that to feel good.
Okay. And when did it escalate? Maybe for some of our listeners, they might think a cider every other day is a lot, but there is some sort of escalation period at some point. When is that? When did that happen, if you noticed it at all?
No, still was just drinking.
For how many years?
Up to 27, 28.
Okay, so that's at least 10, 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And could you go days without a drink at that time?
I could do. I had periods. When I started work, it was that by the time I was getting home, I would start buying wine in because I'd got used to wine at that point. And I was drinking a bottle of wine. I'd start with a glass of my meal, thinking that was okay. And then I'd finish the bottle. I started doing that every night.
Okay.
So it became more of a problem then because I was doing it and I wasn't even socialising. That was just me and my husband. So then it wasn't even about being bubbler because no one was around. So at that point, it was just getting a hold on me. I just felt like I needed to relax and unwind.
Okay.
So it was a different reason again why I was drinking it at home.
Okay. And so you continue on until something happens. Does anything happen? Obviously, you've stopped now because that's why we're interviewing you, but did it come to a halt? Did something happen to make you stop or drink less? Or
I was anemic for about 6 months. They couldn't get my blood back up. I'd had a blood transfusion, but they didn't get it back to a normal level for a good 6 months. So in that 6 months, because I was weak, I didn't even want to have a drink. So at that point, I'd stopped, but didn't want to stop. I didn't think, oh, I'm stopping now. It just happened. Moving on from that,
what then? Did you continue on? Did you have any slumps? Were there any points of times where you just had a slump and you just drank yourself to oblivion?
Yeah.
Or were you a functional alcoholic for the most part, or a binge drinker, or what would you classify yourself as at any point?
At the time, I didn't think I had a problem.
Okay.
At the time, I thought,
looking back,
I was young.
Right.
I could handle it. I had at least 3 occasions where I drank because I recall one time being out at a party and was having a good night. Nothing major happened, really, but I was drinking and I was trying to feel like me, but didn't feel like I was involved, so I felt left out. And maybe going back to my childhood, I might have had issues with being left out.
Right.
And maybe that's why I felt I had to drink, to feel like I was part of whatever was happening.
Right. did you not see it escalating? I mean, no. Looking back, of course, we hindsight is a wonder, isn't it? You could see all sorts of things, but looking back, yes, you know that, and at that, and at that point, and this point. However, you had some sort of awareness with your alcohol, because if you didn't, you would have just continued to drink. So what you did was you threw up to get rid of some of it so that you could drink more. So you already knew that you had too much.
Mm-hmm.
But did it matter to you? No.
I felt invincible. I felt like nothing could touch me. I thought I could drink forever. And it wasn't... I didn't even think of the health issues. And yet, for somebody that's so concerned about their health...
Right.
I never felt it would have an effect on my health at that time.
Right, okay. Do you think at some point it was controlling you?
Of course. I do now. Not then, no.
Okay.
I think the scariest part of being an alcoholic or some other drink problem is how well you can hide it.
Moving on from your 20s, your early 20s. So if it died down, what then happened? For either you to...
I just felt relaxed and happy in my own skin a bit more.
Without the drink.
I was happy in the job. I felt people knew me, started accepting me without a drink, so I didn't need to drink. I just think I felt more comfortable with the people I was around.
Okay. And then did something happen where it escalated? Where it went up, or did you just drink on the weekends only?
Just drink on the weekends, and then...
Did that escalate at all at any point?
I think for a good 18 months, no. I just realised that I didn't want to pretend to be somebody else anymore, and that I could be just me,
okay. Without
drinking.
And what was the health scare?
I went to the doctors because I was just feeling a bit under the weather. I was having problems with my chest, tightening. I started getting spasms in the middle of my chest, which was very scary. Thought it was related to my heart. Went to the hospital. They told me it was spasm of my esophagus because food was getting stuck. They did some heart tests and everything. They all come back fine. Went home, not a problem. A couple of weeks later, I was still feeling icky. So I decided to go to the doctors. So I started feeling good because I'd been told my heart was all right. Then I thought, I'm on a roll here, I want to start having an MOT.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's all right.
Body MOT, head to toe.
Thinking, you know, that's good. You know, it's not that scary. But then I got a shot and they told me that my cholesterol was high. My blood pressure was high, but the bad fat was high in my body.
Okay.
I just broke down. And it wasn't just about, I'm scared, what's going to happen to me? I've no lift to my body. It was more of a guilt feeling.
Right.
Like, I was seeing myself in 10 years' time.
Okay.
And I was thinking, what this woman's telling me is something she should be telling to a 50, 60-year-old, not a 33-year-old.
Yeah.
And it really, really shocked me because I just didn't think she was telling it to me. And she offered to give me some tablets to help, and I rejected. And
so what were the tablets for, to help with your cholesterol and blood pressure? Okay.
And she agreed, because she said I was young, so I said I'm going to do something about it. I'll try and get them down myself.
Right.
So it was quite weird, actually, because I didn't just think one day at a time, which I always do, one day at a time.
Yeah.
I just became teetotal for 2 weeks. Not one drop of alcohol.
Okay.
But I didn't even tell myself that that's what I was going to do. It just happened.
Okay. How did you feel? Do you know how you felt during that 2 weeks, looking back?
I didn't feel anything. I was very surprised. I didn't feel shaky. I didn't feel like I needed a drink, which normally you get
sometimes
cold shoulder. Cold turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, you could give the alcohol a cold shoulder if you like. That's another way cold of looking turkey. At it.
In that time, I'd gone online, looked at ways to reduce blood pressure and cholesterol. Went crazy. Bought cholesterol, lowering drinks. Was told to have manuka honey, beetroot, garlic pills, omega-3 pills. Drink probably 1.5 times my daily water.
Right.
Probably was having 8 fruits a day.
Okay.
Still not doing good with the veggies, but I'm hoping that might come at some point. I'm more of a fruit than a veggie.
Right, okay. Vegetables. So you were, for the most part, a walking health food store.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. And I started feeling really good. My stomach was feeling really good. Felt really healthy. So then, I think I had a drink after 2 weeks. Probably 2 or 3 beers. But some friends around and just got relaxed. But then I'd gone over 2 or 3 weeks with nothing.
Right, okay. So how did it feel having the drink?
It was great because I had 2 or 3 cans and it felt like I'd had about 8.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it. It felt, this is what it is to have a beer and enjoy a beer. As opposed to just drinking to get off my face. Mm-hmm. I liked the way it made me feel. I felt relaxed. I didn't have a hangover the next day because I hadn't drank loads. And I told myself, do you know what? I'm just going to do that once a month maybe.
Okay.
And I did that for about 4 or 5 months leading up to, I would say, April this year.
Right, okay.
And between April and now, I probably had 1 hiccup. I got to a place where, I don't know, it wasn't even about just losing weight. It was about wanting to go out there and see the world and do new things and achieve new things. And I knew that when I was drinking, I couldn't possibly do that, not properly. And since I've stopped drinking, and I wouldn't have done them things if I was still drinking.
Okay.
Because I'd be hungover all the time. I wouldn't have a clear head. I wouldn't want to get up out of bed. So I just think this year I just told myself I wanted to better me as a person.
So if someone is listening and they may be possibly struggling with alcohol abuse, alcohol misuse, what could you tell them that may give them just a foothold on something that they can grab hold to, a nugget to say, you know, for them to help them stop, slow down, or just even to get some help, because maybe they're not getting any help and don't have any support.
There's no point doing it for somebody else because you won't do it. Right. You'll try and do it for somebody else, but you won't do it. You won't succeed. Okay. But when you find that time, and I'm not saying this to encourage someone to drink further on, but only do it when you know you're ready. Because the hardest part is stopping and starting. You have to be fully dedicated to stopping. That might not be the best thing to say because that might lead to them drinking further on. But for me, if you're not ready, you ain't going to achieve. You have to make your mind up and tell yourself, I'm ready.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Means a lot to me, and I'm sure the listeners would get a heck of a lot out of hearing your journey through from 14 onwards. So thank you again. I appreciate it. You taking the time out and talking to me and letting us know, you know, how you've overcome.
Thanks for having me.